Well, hello, family. Welcome to the 85th episode of The Pulse. I am your host today, Shay Wilbur, in for Pastor Troy. I love how you can see my red straw just sticking up right there. Sorry, that was bugging me out of the corner of my eye. But welcome to today's show. I'm so happy to be here with you. We have an exciting show for you. And Pastor Troy is actually on the road traveling. We're going to update you a little bit on his travels in just a moment. But thank you for hanging out with us today. And you're here for a reason. You're here for a purpose. And I want to ask you this. Have you ever wondered what your dreams really mean? You know, God's been speaking through dreams since the beginning of time. He's still doing it today. I believe he's doing it in many of your lives as well. And today in this episode, we're sitting down with Dr. Barbie Breathitt to uncover how heaven uses dreams to reveal destiny, direction, and divine secrets just for you. I am so excited to have her on here in just a few moments. So get your questions ready. Actually, in fact, why don't you start right now? If you have any questions having to do with dreams, maybe symbolism in your dreams, maybe you keep seeing a number or some type of circumstance in your dreams that have come up and you're like, what could this possibly mean? Put it in the chat right now. Start it with three question marks so we know it's a question, and our team will pull those, and we will definitely have a time of question and answer with Barbie in just a few moments. But listen, guys, today is 10/21. It is October 21st. And as a student of Pastor Troy, you know what I had to do? I had to look up 10:21 Bible verses. So Deuteronomy 10:21, he alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. So friends, I believe that today God is still a miracle working God, and he's going to do miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. And maybe perhaps that is going to be through this conversation that we have with Barbie. I mean, maybe there is a word that the Lord is going to have for you, especially for you today. And I believe that, you know, it's no chance that you're attuned in right now. So thank you for joining us. I'm so excited for the show today. Chris, what about you?
I'm excited too. I'm excited to hear from Dr. Barbie what she has to say. Yeah. It's really kind of fascinating. And like you said, dreams are not just an Old Testament thing. They're also in the New Testament. Yep. So I'm really kind of curious to hear her and hear all about her ministry.
Yeah.
We just found out as we were walking up here, she's been here in the past. So
we're the newbies here.
Yeah,
so
we
this
are
is
new.
Our first time getting to meet Barbie.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the first day of school. We get to hear about it. So want to give some shout outs though to all of everybody watching all over the whole wide world, as Troy likes to say. We've got Lakewood, Colorado. Hello, Melissa. Good to see you. We've got Susan in Ohio. Renee in Ohio. We're glad that you guys are. If you want to shout out today. Oh, we got Ontario, Canada from Pamela.
Hello. I love Canadians.
Yeah. I feel like there's like something Canadians are known for. Oh, maple syrup.
Well, and maple syrup. And yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And being nice. I just feel like Canadians are always nice people.
Yeah.
Good manners. Like
my great grandfather's Canadian. So
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good thing. So anyway, back to here. But hi, Pamela. Thank you so much for joining us. If you want us to give you a shout out, just all you got to do is put your name and where you're watching from down in the comments. We'd love to connect with you and just give you a quick shout out. Speaking of shout outs, ODX, what is going on?
Oh my gosh, our ODX family is growing. This is really exciting.
This is crazy. So just last week, we had three lifetime partners. Whoa. Diane in Texas, Buck in West Virginia, and Betty in Texas. What's up, guys? Thank you so much for believing in what God is doing in and through us, all of us here at ODX. But let's not also forget our six stage two partners.
Wow.
Cheryl in Alabama, Tanika in Texas, Christopher in Florida, Jahabeth in Texas, Matt in Missouri, and Troy in
What?
Did Troy?
There could be another Troy in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. if it's Pastor Troy, that would be funny. But it's a great name.
Yeah.
So,
good name.
And finally, our stage three partners, Sherry in Wyoming, Donna in Pennsylvania, and Dawn in Texas. Guys, that is a big deal.
Yeah.
Can we get some like celebrating cheers?
Cheers.
Yeah,
yes.
Do we have like a horn, like a man? Yeah, there
yes.
we go.
It's an ODX party. And listen, guys, if you're like, what is ODX? This is the first time I've ever watched the show. I just landed here on YouTube. Sorry, I'm trying not to block our little YouTube thing back there. By the way, it's actually harder than you think to point to that. But anyway, if you're new to us, to our show, ODX is our video on demand platform where you can have access 24/7 to all of our content. It is where we are totally unfiltered, uncensored, uncancelable, if that's even a word that's that's where, you know, we just kind of, we know that we can talk freely. And in a little bit, we're going to go behind the veil, and that will actually be exclusive to our ODX stage two and stage three partners. But also another little perk of being a part of our ODX family stage two or stage three is we are releasing a new show in like just weeks away, okay? Our new show, The Counter, which I'm going to show you guys a promo for this in just a second. But what's going to happen is when we release this show, we're going to get the first half of the show is going to be available on YouTube to everyone. But to watch the second half of the show, you got to be a member, a stage two or stage three at odx.tv. So just trust me, like you guys, this show, you're in for it. Take a look at this.
We have spent two full days filming here, guys, and now we're going to begin the editing process. But the unedited version, guys, is going to be camped out at odx.tv. Nations going against nations.
Now, what we're seeing actually unleashed on the earth right now.
It's this hopeful expectation.
But something charging directly at us.
Anytime the name of Jesus was mentioned, these beings would flee in terror.
Bell worship, sex magic, human trafficking, pornography. It's actually all a part of the very same things. And friends, we are not afraid to talk about it.
Boom. Chris, you knew I was going to say boom because Pastor Troy would have said it.
Yeah.
So I just felt like I had to. Man, you guys, it's such a good show. We have been in final edits. I've actually been in final edits for the show for the past couple of days. And man, I cannot wait for you to see it. It's going to be so good. But even honestly, the first episode, like the first half of it is really good. The second half of it is where it gets really crazy. And just a little sneak preview. The whole first episode is about portals, time travel, the power of the jailbreak. If you're like, what does any of that mean? Well, you need to tune in. So this is the perfect time to join our ODX family. Speaking of ODX family, ODX weekend is November 15th, and that is actually when we're going to be premiering the show, The Counter. It's actually going to be a whole like red carpet premiere event. It's so fun. And how incredible is this? Brian Schwartz, Joseph Z, Pastor Troy, Alan DiDio, Tony Merkel, Darren Stott are all going to be here to watch the show live. We're going to have a prophetic time because you can't have like these guys in a room and not have like a time of prophecy and all the things.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. And it's only for our ODX family. And not just that, it's only for like 200 people. And that's it is filling up fast. So if you're a part of our ODX family, you will get an invitation to join it. And if you want to make sure you're higher on the invite list, you got to be a lifetime member. Those invitations have gone out. The stage three member invitations have gone out. And then stage two will be next if they haven't gone out already. So don't miss that, guys. Mark that on your calendars and get here. We also, so Pastor Troy has had the craziest schedule. Like, I can't even keep up with him.
It's wild.
Where is he today? I don't even remember.
So he came, so let's rewind. So he was in Phoenix.
Yes.
Flew in for church on Sunday, preached, flew back out after church to Sacramento.
Yeah.
And then he's flying back to Redemption Ranch, not even coming to.
Like, oh, really?
Like he's not coming into Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
Flying in to, I don't even know what, I don't even know what airport's out there.
Yeah. I'm like, what is it?
Lubbock, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
New Mexico? I don't know, but he's flying back in.
You're like two opposite areas.
Yeah, right.
It's okay.
But he's doing the training with the SEAL Team 6, and all those guys are coming out there, going to minister to them, rescue the rescuers, right?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
But then he's flying back out from there to Phoenix again for something completely separate, flying back in, I believe, Saturday before Sunday. And then
he will be here Sunday.
He will be here Sunday. And then he's flying somewhere else.
So he's flying to BlurryCon.
Oh, BlurryCon. That's right. That's right. Yes. BlurryCon.
So BlurryCon is next week, guys. And if you are, oh, is it sold out? Did they actually sell it out?
In person.
Oh, in person, but it's live streaming.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be a crazy thing, especially if you're into the Blurry Creatures podcast. Troy loves them. They love him. He's going to be out there. Tony Merkel's going to be there. Dr. Laura Sanger, Joel Richardson, Dr. Joel, I'm probably not going to say this right, but Madamale, Tom Doyle, Travis Roy, Giants of Ancient America, and Josh Garrels. I'm probably saying that incorrectly. But listen, that's cool. Going to be crazy. I know that I've just heard so much buzz about BlurryCon. So check that out online. I guess there's probably virtual tickets that you can buy to tune in. And of course, if we have access to any of that, we're going to put that on ODX after the fact and we'll have that loaded up. But where else? Oh, so he did, Pastor Troy did just get back from Arizona and he was preaching at the Voice of God conference. And you guys heard us talking a lot about that leading up to it because Joseph Z, a bunch of like Cheon, I know, was there. I'm trying to remember Gene Bailey. A bunch of the, like, Troy's buddies, they were all there. And Rebecca actually got to go, so I wish she was here today to tell us how it went. But, man, that was really good. So that's what Pastor Troy just got back from. And we weren't able to go, unfortunately, Chris. You and I had to hold down the fort over here. But yeah, we have a little recap, some snippets of Pastor Troy's message. So let's take a look at this just so we can kind of feel like we were there.
You guys have this anointing on you not to be the guy with the machete that I've always been, but to be the bulldozer. You have a new cut road anointing in your life because we can trust you. There's not a competitive spirit. There's not a sizing each other up. There is a, hey man, what do you need? Hey brother, how are you doing? Hey man, I saw you on this. Hey man, I want to share that, because there is a unity in the body of Jesus Christ that has been so needed. If you will consecrate yourself to these principles in Jesus and say, these should be constant themes of everything that I'm doing, am I maintaining my passion for Jesus? Am I a lover of the truth, and do I celebrate truth, and will I stand for the truth, and will I be able to stand up and say, that's not the truth? We saw signs, miracles, and wonders. We saw the goodness of God. We saw the body of Jesus activated. We saw hell come after all of us and their intimidation tactics. And all that they did, and the threats. I went through all the body of Jesus and I said, is there anybody left that isn't scared and wadded up and on Prozac and backing, you know, rocking back and forth and going, oh no, it's too big, it's too horrible. Is there anybody left that has any testosterone whatsoever? Because we will also be happy to hand out testosterone to the body of Jesus if the men of God do not know how to man up. Oh man, it made everybody mad. I thought it was hilarious. Come get prayer, testosterone shot if you're a pastor. And like, man, we gotta be passionate for the Lord. This is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord, in a basic understanding of it, is when we love what God loves and we hate what God hates. Everybody say, I will love what God loves. Say it. And I will hate what God hates. It's like, whoa, 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 Pastor Troy, that doesn't make me feel good, sir. You're pegging my cringe meter. You said God hates something. He does. Well, I thought he was love. Friends, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is selfishness.
Man, that was so good. He was on a roll.
Yeah, he was a little vague though.
It was awesome. It was so good. So my gosh, I was just watching that. I'm like, man, we got to trim that up for reels, which you probably already have. But man, that was so good. So good. And whenever we post reels of Pastor Troy in his element like that, people always, those are the things that people share. And because I think those are the things that people need to hear. It's time for the men of God to man up. Yeah. Let's go.
I love it. That's awesome. I loved everything about that. And that's one of the really great things about ODX when Pastor Troy's traveling like he is.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys, they're all his friends. So they give us access to his conferences so we can post them on ODX for our stage two and stage three partners.
Yeah. And if you are, so a lot of times if those conferences are paid conferences, then they go behind the paywall. So you have to be a stage two or stage three member.
Right.
So that's another reason to just join ODX. Stage three. Listen, everybody's doing it. Yep. It's happening. Everyone's doing it lately. So join us over there. We also have another conference coming up.
Yeah, New Beginnings. That's going to be amazing.
Oh, and is this, you were here for last year's New Beginnings. No, you had just come.
I had just, so literally. I moved here early.
Okay.
To kind of get to know everybody before this huge conference. Because everyone's like, hey, this huge conference. And I didn't want to like miss it. So I'm excited to be even more involved than I was last year. Because last year was just like, oh, this is
like, okay, this is what's happening. This is what we're doing.
Oh, cool. Let's just roll with it. Now it's like, oh, I get to actually kind of be part of it.
So yeah, it's going to be so good. And listen, tickets are on sale for that. It's called Heart of David. We have already started planning, I mean, the services and all the things, and it's going to be so good. And it's always just a really prophetic time. I know last year I had a really good prophetic word spoken over me from like a sweet little old lady that I think she goes to our church, and I honestly couldn't even tell you who she was, but I will never forget what she said to me. And it was one of those things, and I wasn't even like I wasn't even at the altar for prayer. Like she literally just found me and was like, I feel like the Lord is wanting me to tell you this. And I was like, oh my goodness, that is actually so right on. And
That's so cool.
Yeah, you just never know what's going to happen. It's a time of the prophetic, and it's such a good way to start out the year, which is why we do 100%. It the beginning of the year. And it's basically where Pastor Troy releases his word for that season for 2026. So it's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Anytime you make time for God to speak.
Yeah.
You're like, God speaks. So over the 4 days of that conference, like I'm looking forward to him speaking to us.
Yeah.
It'll be good.
And speaking of God speaking, it seems like a lot of people have been hearing from the Lord in their dreams, because we have already, I can't even count how many questions we have. My phone is blowing up from questions that we have from viewers already for Barbie. So was there anything else that we needed to share before we bring her in?
One thing that's really kind of cool is not only on November 15th are we debuting the counter, but that Sunday, all the guys are staying.
Yes.
So that Sunday service, so if you are in the Dallas area, or if you can, you know, make it out to Dallas, A Church Alive is worth the drive.
Yes, there you go. People are moving here to be a part of this church. Like,
that was
honestly
a good joke. That was a good church.
That was a good joke.
It was a good joke.
And it's a good church. Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, we digress. But listen, if you're going to be here for ODX weekend, make sure you make a point to come
stay
on Sunday.
Absolutely. Yes.
Stay Sunday, because it's going to be awesome, guys. And just a reminder, listen, we do all of this media so that we can rescue kids. Again, if this is your first time, I always assume that there are people that are watching that have landed here for the first time. What we do, church and missions and all of the things around the world, conferences, we do this so we could actually rescue kids. And over the past 30 years, we have rescued kids out of human trafficking and unsafe environments, over 11,000 kids. Over the past 30 years, it's actually way more than that, but we just only started counting in 2016. So right now we have over 4,000 kids in our care all around the country. We literally at this moment have teams in Colombia that are visiting with one of a boy that we rescued years ago. And now we're helping to put him through college work. And we're a part of these kids' lives. So it's not like we rescue them and we make sure they're okay and then we say goodbye. Like, we are a part of their lives. We rescue, we raise, and we do that all across the globe. So if you want more information about what we do, go to the website on your screen, troybrewer.com. You can also call 877-413-0888. That is a 24/7 prayer line as well. So if you're watching and you need prayer for something, maybe you've had a dream that has been really plaguing you and you feel like you need someone to stand in agreement. Maybe it's been a nightmare and you're like, I need someone to help me break free from this, from whatever you feel like it is. Call that number on your screen 24/7, guys. Literally, this is people that are in our house, literally here on the premises, that are part of our team, trained to pray with you, to stand with you, and also to tell you all about what we are doing here, so that you can be a part of the mission and sow into it. And whether you go or whether you send, I believe the reward is for you. With that, let's bring in Barbie. I am so excited. Today we are joined by Dr. Barbie Breathitt. She's a prophetic teacher. She's an author, the founder of Dreams Decoder. She has spent her life helping people unlock the language of heaven through dreams, revelation, and the supernatural. Get ready, friends, because this conversation, I really believe, is going to open your eyes to how God is speaking to you even while you sleep. Welcome, Dr. Barbie. How are you?
Very wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is so good to have you. Thank you for being a part of our show. And Chris and I are just honestly really excited to meet you, because apparently we're some of the only ones who haven't met you yet, because you've been here before.
But I should come back. I love Open Door. I love Pastor Troy. He's one of a kind. And I loved hearing his rally for the men to step up and step in and take charge and take over and dominate. I love that.
Oh, it's so, so good. So good. And we love, that's just Pastor Troy, you know, it is. And it's honestly something that's really cool. I feel like, I mean, in modern day churches, I think it's like a thing where so many of them there's way more women in the church than men. And I love that our church, like, we have strong men here.
Yeah.
It's great.
Love it.
Single ladies, I think you need to be here. You need to find a husband. Hey, come on out.
Start posting their resumes.
Yeah, literally. We'll start like a matchmaking service. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Although that would be like a fun side job of mine. Although I don't know. I don't really have any success stories yet, so TBD on that.
It'll be a new beginning.
Yeah, literally. So Dr. Barbie, listen, we've already had so many questions coming in. But first, before we get into answering their questions, talk to us a little bit about, give us a little backstory just about how the Lord has brought you into this ministry, because it is so unique and so relevant and needed for today.
I was on a prophetic team at a mega church, had over 10,000 members in it in Florida. And so we would prophetically minister over all the guests that came to speak, all the who's who of the charismatic zoo. And then they started coming and saying, well, I had a dream. And I said, well, that's okay, but we're a prophetic team. We don't interpret dreams. We're just going to prophesy over you. And I said that to one big name person one time, and the Lord said, no, you do interpret dreams.
Wow.
Listen to the dream. I will move you into vision realm. You will see the dream playing out. Then listen to my prophetic voice. I will tell you what the symbols mean. And then just repeat after me what I tell you the dream means and relay the message to them. And so from that moment on, I became a dream interpreter because the Holy Spirit told me I can interpret dreams.
Wow.
That was my beginning.
Wow, that is awesome. And now you have dreamsdecoder.com, which is where, so tell me about, because you have so many resources on that website for people.
Well, that's one of the things God commissioned me to do, is to make dream interpretation simple.
Wow.
I've trained thousands of people all over the world. I've been invited to the White House, to the States Department, Hollywood, all these different places have called because of the gift God gave. And in Job, it says that a dream interpreter is one in a thousand. And so his language is symbolic. So from the moment he told me I could interpret dreams, I began collecting dream symbols. That's how I created all these resources. I'm working on my third dictionary. We have my two dictionaries in a dream app already that people can load down on their iPhones and now Androids that will pull up every symbol that's in their dream. Then they can click decode. And they interpret, it will interpret their dream. So before you get out of bed and you start scrolling on TikTok and Twitter and checking all your Facebook things, the most important thing is to check out what God said to you in your dream that night. Mm-hmm. And when you download Dreams Decoder app, you can do that. Your day starts out with God first, with what he said, what he prioritized through a dream, and you can decode it on your own phone. If you want me to interpret it, then you can send me that, because it'll write it out on a recorder. Wow. So you just click record, you talk your dream, it writes it. Whoa. Then you can send it to me, and I can give you a very extensive major interpretation, more than what the app's going to do at the brief time. But it's a way of capturing God's love letters that he's speaking to us at night. And if we're not decoding, if we're not interpreting what he's saying, we are missing out on many doors of opportunity that he is directing our paths and answered prayers, because he likes to answer our prayers through dreams.
Wow.
But you have to find someone that can help you decode or help yourself by the Dream Decoder app, then you're self-sufficient.
So how do you know, do you believe that like all dreams are from the Lord, or how do you know if it's a spiritual dream or just something that you were thinking of right before you go to bed? So,
well, your soul's going to collect all the dreams. So not every dream is God inspired, but you can learn something from every dream, because it's going to tell you about you, your environment. Mm. If your soul is leading, you're going to have soul dreams. Want your wants, your will, your emotions. Mm. And if you're allowing fear in your life, then you're going to have nightmares, night terrors, things that are torment if you have unforgiveness and bitterness in your life. And so a dream is going to tell you your temperature. It's going to be the pulse of what God is saying to you. And it's an emotion picture, because faith in motion shows up in your dreams. So are you being in faith or are you operating in fear? Your dreams will give you the answer to that.
That's so good. I love that you said your dreams are your temperature. That is really, really good. Man, I'm going to like chew on that for a bit. So how do you, what about someone who says like, I don't remember my dreams? Like, do you think it's something that we're all meant to, or is it just that some people are more prone to dream and remember their dreams?
Well, at the Tower of Babel, God said they all had one language and nothing was impossible for them. And he came down and he confused the languages and split them up and sent them in their own geographic areas with their own languages. But when God ever takes something from us that harms us, because they weren't building for the kingdom and unity in one language, they were trying to reach a false god through a star tower and being influenced by the Nephilim and the giants. And so God came and took that one language away from them. But in place of it, he gave us all dreams. Mm-hmm. Dreams is the unified heavenly language that God speaks to every human on the earth every night when they go to sleep. God formulates a dream to help lead, guide, and direct them into truth. That's what Holy Spirit said. I will lead and guide you into all truth. And so as we decode our dreams, that is God's language, his love letter to us, that's directing us specifically, mm-hmm. individually, uniquely, determining what our problems are, our needs, our destiny, our purpose, our call. He produces a motion picture for you in dream form so that you can see what you're called to be, and then you can, in faith, act that dream out.
Wow. Just a personal question for you. So, you know, obviously you're someone who operates so much in the prophetic. And we'll get to this in a second, but you even have like a spiritual PhD test that people can take on your website. Has this translated your gifting as far as interpreting dreams? Has this translated to just like the prophetic when you're walking down the street with someone and you've been able to like read their mail and speak Jesus to them?
Absolutely. You know, God is always speaking and he's always searching mm-hmm. for souls, because souls are Jesus's inheritance. Yeah. So if we can bring a soul into the kingdom of light, out of the kingdom of darkness, then God rejoices, the mm-hmm. angels rejoice. And so our goal is to advance the kingdom of God through evangelism. And that gift quiz is a wonderful tool that I created for an evangelistic tool.
Yeah.
Where if people who are not born again, maybe they're delving in the occult, or they're just making their testimony, or they're a prodigal at this point, because they don't know their call, they don't know their gift, they don't know how amazingly God created them, I send them this gift quiz. It's free. It takes about 3 minutes to answer a few questions, and then it will show that person, these are the spiritual gifts that God himself has given you. It'll show their dominant gifting, their secondary gifting, and now they can hone in and study to show themselves approved, a workman who is worthy, and they'll know why I'm created, who I am. This is my specialty. These are my unique gifts that God has given me. And we have seen a lot of people getting born again because they now know I'm not just out here randomly floating around the world.
Yeah.
But God has a path and a purpose and a destiny for me.
Yeah, I love that. We talked just for a moment before we went live here about how you use that as an evangelistic tool. And I think that is so important. It's just such a cool thing, because in this day and age, there are so many people. I mean, the New Age movement is massive. Yep. And obviously, yep. we know that the enemy takes the truth of the Bible and spins it. And so people are drawn to it because there is an element, there is a thread of truth to that, but it gets distorted by the enemy. And so I think it's such a cool way to use the supernatural as a hook, like, hey, yeah, there is truth to this, but let me show you, you know, if used for good, if used with Jesus, this is what it can look like.
That is so right, Shay. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to move in those circles. I go intentionally into those circles because the anointing of God is so much greater than the occult,
yeah.
the lies, and his truth. We see people born again, delivered, healed, miracles take place. You know, they let me share. And when I begin to share, the Holy Spirit begins to fill the room. And they start to manifest, because greater is he. And they say, I've never felt power like that before. They're seeking power. But when God's presence comes, his power comes with it.
Yes.
And that power sets the captives free, mm-hmm. and they are delivered. And they want to know, who was that? What was that? How do I access that
yes.
power? Because God is the ultimate power. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the great I Am. And when they come into contact with him, the rest of the lies just begin to fall off, and they find the lover of their soul.
Oh, it's so good. And, you know, as someone, for me, raised in the church, and Chris, I feel like you can probably relate to this, you know, when sharing with people, sometimes I feel And I was raised in charismatic, all the things. Like, I've seen everything, you know, nothing, you know, scares me off in any way. Like, I know God moves in many different ways. But sometimes when you're sharing with people, you can feel a little hesitant to maybe talk about certain supernatural things. But now I feel like the temperature has really shifted in that people are so drawn to the supernatural. Yeah. And it's like, I think, and what's really cool about that is that it opens the door for God to then really move in a supernatural way to get those people. And I saw this happen with my own best friend who was raised going to psychics as a kid. And she had no idea, you know, raised with the crystals and all the things. And the Lord radically saved her. And literally, I mean, it was just in such a supernatural way. And because she was already so open to the supernatural, just the dark side of it, the Lord used that to get her. And I think he's doing that more and more.
Absolutely. There's so many testimonies of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, you know, you see people that are, you know, going through different things in life. And it's amazing to me how, like, when you get around, like, super intelligent people, and all of a sudden, like, you get talking to them, like, they know their stuff, whether it's business or whatever. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, I also carry this crystal, or, you know,
and
they
have, like, what?
How is this person so academically sound?
Yeah.
And then they have this, like, weird, like, horoscope thing that they check, or whatever it is, or salt rock on their desk.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
And it's like, what in the world? And they're like, oh, yeah, it does this, you know. And I think, you know, having something available to them to, you know, on the God side of things, if you will, is so important and such a great resource.
Yeah,
it is. You know, God tells us that we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Mm. You know, the Adam and Eve fell because they were seeking after knowledge, and God would have eventually given them that spiritual knowledge as they grew, but they preempted God doing it and fell from the level of glory into the natural carnal realm of the soul. And that's where a lot of people's intellect is in a soulish level, where God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God says, I will withhold no good thing from you, but we have to walk in that righteousness and that uprightness and steadfastness. Mm-hmm. And then all these things, when we seek the kingdom of God first, all these things will be added unto us. And that's power, authority, true knowledge, and then we become Christ-like. And that's our goal, is to be little Jesus Christ all over the earth, moving in his gifts, his power. And when we can demonstrate the power of God in love, people in the occult come, because they're seeking truth, they're seeking light. God is the Father of light, and all good and perfect gifts come to us from him. They just got deceived thinking they're seeing light realms or auras.
Yes.
Reality, it's darkness compared to God's brilliance.
Wow.
That's good. Dr. Barbie, I have a question for you. So, you know, in the Old Testament, you got probably the biggest dream interpreter, Joseph, right? And it seemed that was like a lifestyle for him. Like, it happened multiple times throughout his life. It wasn't just like a one-time thing. And then in scripture, you see other stories where people had a dream or visited by an angel. I know that's kind of different, but like, they've had dreams that were one moment. And I know scripture doesn't tell you every detail of every person and every happening, but how do you differentiate between somebody who, like, hey, this is a calling that I'm to do all the time versus something that just might be a momentary dream? How do you distinguish between something that, like, hey, this is who I am, this is my spiritual career, if you will, versus, hey, this is something God had for a moment? How do you distinguish between those two?
That's a great question, Chris, because everybody dreams, but not everybody's a dream interpreter. You know, Job itself says that a dream interpreter is one in a thousand. Joseph was an interpreter. Daniel was an interpreter. So we have those two, and both of those worked with kings. Right after this interview, I'm going to be on a network with kings out of Africa. Oh. So a gift that God has put in you as a calling puts you before kings and presidents. And so it will cause you to arise to a different leadership, apostolic, corrective, directive, prophetic insight. I'm a seer. And so a seer is perfect for dream interpreting, for deliverance, for miracles. That's one of the reasons I created the gift quiz, is because It lets people know, am I just a dreamer or am I a seer, a prophetic interpreter, an intercessor, an apostolic leader, a pastor, a teacher, an evangelist? Who am I and what are my gifts? Because we need to know that so that we can focus and become excellent, the expert in the field of calling that God has gifted us to. So not everybody is a dream interpreter, but everybody should be recording their dreams, asking the Holy Spirit, what does this dream mean for me? What do these symbols mean? And that's why I created, I think, 5 books in a series on dreams. And you guys got the pictures of them. There's a 5-book series that I wrote on dreams for dream interpretation and the seer realm. We were in the seer realm several years back, and now we're in the era of the mouth. And so what God is doing is he's saying, decree, prophesy, declare everything that I showed you in the last 7 years. Now prophesy it, decree it, because if you will decree a thing, God will establish it. But he's speaking to us individually. This is your portion. Here are the dreams that I want you to interpret, to unlock, and to step into and possess that part of the kingdom.
So I guess my question would be, like, let's just say I have a dream, you know, tonight. How do I know if that is a dream? Well, I guess what would be my next steps? Is that a dream that is for me and my family? Or if it's something that I need to hold on to, kind of like I mentioned Joseph in the beginning, like obviously he had the dream, he held on to it for years and years. How do I decipher that? Like if I have a dream tonight, you know, and I wake up, I write it down. What's kind of my next step? How do I make that distinguish, hey, this is something I need to hold on to because it's for somebody else, or this is something I need to give out to like my family and people around me immediately?
I think the dream is going to let you know, but you were correct in saying you wrote the dream down. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision down and make it plain so that he, God, he who sees it can now run with it. So in that passage, God's not just talking about people that are going to see your dream and your vision that run with you, but bringing it out of the spirit realm, because dreams are vapors. If you don't capture them, put them in your dream journal, put them in your dream app, some way of bringing it out of the spirit realm, put it in your dream journal, write it out, it vaporizes. But if you capture it, now you can look at it. You can evaluate it. Now you can say, Holy Spirit, I have done what you said. You said, write the vision down. I am now stewarding what you gave me. You look at the context. You look at who's in the dream. 85% of the time, the dream is going to be about you because God gave it to you. Take the thing that he said, go from Judea to Samaria to the uttermost parts of the world. So you start at home, to your city, your state, your nation, the world. And so there's a ripple effect, but I always apply the dream to myself first, because I have to have the faith for it, the power of it, the authority of it. I have to have walked it out to get the badge on my shoulder. Now I carry that as part of me. If I say, okay, it's for so-and-so, and I divert to them, I'm missing out on a blessing that came right into my spirit realm, and I give it away to them. So I need to process it. I need to own it. And then I can deliver the message in time. But I usually ask God to have that person to contact me, because if they come to me, I know God has already prepared them. The timing is right. And they are now giving me favor because they're asking me. If they ask, I have the ability to give them a whole lot more than if I ring them up and said, hey, I had a dream about you and I saw you this and I saw you that. They're going to go, okay, great. Did you have pizza that night? You know?
Yeah.
But if God goes before us, he sees you write it down. He runs before you, prepares the field. Now you're ready to harvest the fruit of the dream that you had.
That's so good, man. As you're talking, I keep getting more questions, and we will get to viewer questions. I promise you guys, I just have one more question for Dr. Barbie. So talk to me about the difference between a dream and a vision. How do you know the difference between the two?
Well, in Numbers, I think it's 12, it talks about God speaks to his prophets through a dream, and he reveals himself through a vision. So when God wants us to know about him and things about his grandeur, his power, his abilities, his wisdom, he comes in a vision form, which reveals who he is to us. When he wants us to know about ourselves, our calling, our gift, our purpose in life, he gives us a dream that we have to go to him with and say, okay, this is the dream you gave me. Now give me revelation, wisdom, and insight in it so that I can unpack the parables, the mysteries, the metaphors, the symbology that is in the dream. Because it's like when Peter said, this is that which was spoken of. And it's like one a picture paints 1,000 words. And so I can have 1,000 words, or he can show me one picture that can give me all this revelation by him giving me a dream. And so dreams are more for the older, more mature in the realm of the spirit, because you have to know the Bible. You have to be able to compare and contrast.
Right.
You have to know biblical foundations. You have to be able to move in faith. You have to have vision to see. And so God's ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. So when a dream comes to us, it's coming to us so that we can move into a higher realm and be more godlike and operate in a maturity of a spiritual gift to decode and unlock a mystery. And it causes us to seek him with all of our heart. And he says, when we do that, he will be found of us. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yes.
God brings us into his mansion. You know, he said, I've gone before you to prepare a place.
Dream interpreting and of understanding how the Lord is speaking, and really that the Lord can and is speaking. So let's, before we go behind the veil, we're going to ask, or we're going to answer one viewer question. And then we have a ton more that we will get to behind the veil, Dr. Barbie. So Chris, you have one that we could maybe start now?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
Eden asked a question. She said, I had a dream the other night that every time I try to talk or yell, I couldn't because I had a huge wad of gum in my mouth. What could that mean?
Who chews gum? Usually children. You give them a little wad of bubble gum and they chew it until all the flavor's gone. They're popping bubbles. And then that night they put it on top of their bedstand.
Uh-huh.
And they pick it up and they put it back in their mouth. And it's not nutritional. It's not adding anything to you. It's full of sugar. It's full of just chew, chew, chew. And so it's a needless motion of the mouth. While we're in the era of the mouth is to create. In Hebrews, it says that our words frame our world. And so God is saying, get rid of the childish things, put them aside, the things that you're chewing on, you're talking about, you're doing that are not profiting you, so that you can begin to eat the meat of the word, the bread of the word, drink the milk, drink the wine, begin to move into the spiritual saturation, because you need to be feeding yourself. That causes you to come into the fullness of what Christ has for you and get rid of the things that are not benefiting you.
That's good. That is good. I'm glad you asked that one, because that was one of the ones, that would have been my first one to ask her.
As I'm putting a piece of gum in my mouth.
Literally, Dr. Barbie, he was literally putting gum in his mouth when you said that. That's hilarious. And to be fair, I did chew like bubble tape gum earlier today, and Taylor was making fun of me like, that's like from your childhood. I'm like, okay, well, sometimes I like to chew gum.
I actually feel gum shamed.
Yeah, gum.
I'm going to go down the altar and repent,
yeah,
for my waste of time.
Well, listen, we have so many more questions that we're going to get to them behind the veil. And honestly, some of them, I'm glad that we're going behind the veil, because I want to be able to talk about things that we might not want to talk about in front of the veil, because, you know, people are really, they're being very vulnerable with their questions that they're asking. And so I'm excited to really dive in and hopefully give people tools to help them understand how the Lord is trying to speak to them. And I believe God's using you to do that, Dr. Barbie. So please hang tight. We'll be right back with you in a second. And we're going to go behind the veil here in a minute. But before we do, I just want to let our viewers know that this Wednesday night, we have a really exciting thing happening here at Open Door Church. We are hosting Revive DFW. We have Larry Sparks, who's going to be in the house, who is an incredible prophetic voice. It's going to be so good. Also, Tommy and Miriam Evans are going to be here. And basically, our Wednesday night service is getting taken over by Revive DFW. It's going to be a time of flow. I think it's going to be kind of like our overflow service. Yeah, on a Wednesday night. Sure. It's going to be a Holy Spirit time of prophecy and worship, and you do not want to miss it. So if you are in the area, make sure you get out here. And if you are not in the area, well, listen, you can watch us on YouTube right where you're probably watching us right now. And make sure you join us. That'll be 7 p.m. on Wednesday night, guys. So at this point, we are going to head behind the veil where we are going to unpack a bunch of these questions. I'm hoping we can just like rapid fire Dr. Barbie, because I'm really excited already. I mean, that first answer was so interesting, even though Chris is still over here chewing his gum. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I just wanted to gum shame you one more time. No, but we are heading behind the veil now, guys. And also, really quick before we go, tomorrow, Fanchon Singer is joining us in studio for The Pulse. I am so excited to have her here. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things, like what you see in the headlines versus what you don't see in the headlines, kind of the story behind the headlines. She is going to be here joining us live, and it's going to be such a good show. She's one of those people I could just talk to for hours, and we will just like geek out over like, oh, did you see this in the news? All right, well, this is what's really happening. Oh, this is the story behind this. Or this is, you know, how people are trying to skew this and all of that, how it all ties into the Bible. So tomorrow's show is going to be so good. You definitely do not want to miss it. But at this point, let's head behind the veil.
Yeah,
let's dive into these questions. And listen, if you're watching us on YouTube, go to odx.tv right now, sign up, because you don't want to miss this conversation. You don't want to miss these dream interpretations from Dr. Barbie that are going to happen right now. All right, we'll see you there behind the veil.
This is going to be one of the greatest shows ever, and I'm so excited about it. So, friends, be looking for Joseph Z.
We're Christians.
We're believers in Jesus.
That's right.
Darren Stott.
This can be redeemed, and your marriage can be restored.
Alan DeDia.
God speaks through authority. He always has, and he always will.
Tony Markle.
And so it should be a call to Jesus, the men of the household.
That's right.
To be strong in their position and don't abandon the post.
Brian Schwartz.
That means we have his memory, we have his insight, we have his perspective.
And yours truly, and for a brand new show that's called The Counter. You'll be able to find it exclusively at stage 2 and stage 3 of ODX.TV.